Thank you for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh. I, as always, am Steve the Machine Friday. And get hyped, because up next is local Pittsburgh legends, the Blazing Daisies, and it will be live at WRCT Pittsburgh in studio. So, hope you enjoy.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to Massive Music Weekend, where we're doing our first live set of the weekend. That's right. We've got a band in studio right now with us. Pleased to introduce to you all today, joining us and kicking it off, the Blazing Daisies. Welcome to WRCT.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to hear what you have in store for us. I'll let you guys kick it off, and then we'll get into the mix from there.
Right on. All right, this first song is called Junkyard Dog.
Thank you.
Well, What a way to kick us off, guys. Let's just start. Do you want to introduce yourselves real quick? Just tell us who you are, what you're playing.
Yeah, my name is Zoltan. Some people know me as Z Nemo, and I'm on guitar.
My name is Will, and I'm on bass.
Yo, my name is Frank Melito, and
drummer boy. Drums,
yeah, for real.
So I know for you guys this isn't really your first loop around the ring as it comes to the Pittsburgh music scene. You all have been in different projects yourselves individually, but what sort of confluence brought you guys into Blazing Daisies? How did we get this?
Something shockingly acoustic.
Yeah, it was funny. So basically, like, we were gonna play this Halloween show over a year ago now. Yeah, like
for 24
Halloween show, yeah. And it was with Z Nemo and the Big Slime, because I was just having a squad. Shame these guys squad. Pull up. Yeah, I don't know, but that is what started it. And we were all just supposed to practice, and then nobody showed up. And then it was just me, Will, and Frank, and we were like just jamming, because we just still wanted to hang and jam. And then we were like, what if we just did a new project? And that's what became this.
And
it was pretty cool.
We were like five songs in the next two practices, and we were like, whoa.
Yeah, for
this
real.
Is a crazy pace.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So we had pretty much had an album ready in like a month, and we were like, okay, we should just like start playing. So we did.
Yeah. Sick. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you guys keep on going, but there's more that I have for you guys to come.
Right on. I'm excited to hear it. All right, this next song is a two-parter. It's called Hold On, and then it goes into a little thing called West 34th and Pine.
She wasted my time. And West 34th and
thank you again.
So naturally, you must know there's a question on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah.
If you were to describe your band as a fruit, what would it be?
Ooh. Yeah. I would go with, I don't know, I really dig a mango.
A mango?
I was literally going to say that.
Mango. Yeah. I mean, it's a dynamic flavor.
Otherwise. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Mango's good. I think they're paired well with pineapple. I was thinking pineapple.
Yeah.
Something tropical.
Something a little exotic.
Yeah.
Something you can't really, you know, put your finger on. A little je ne sais quoi.
Somewhere where it blazes. Yeah,
something juicy.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It light on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I like this. I think you've accurately summarized the sound.
Yeah, papaya or pineapple I think is good.
I mean... You got something to you. I mean, what do you think is that thing?
Probably just Frank
it's
on the drums.
What?
It's the juice.
It is the juice.
It is the juice.
It is the juice. Yeah, the juice is loose.
The juice.
So true. So true.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'll tell you. Just let me know when you're ready to go.
Wow. Oh, ding, ding, ding. The next song is called Let Me Know, guys, just so you know.
Hold
on. I'm going to make it weird to start. Hold on. We can share some greener grass.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So, you're given this magical ability, right?
All right.
You can, so you're a three-piece band right now, but let's just say you want it to be a four-piece.
Never.
You
but
can
okay. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. You could pull anybody alive or dead from any band and they're your fourth member. Who is this person?
Honestly, Jason.
Sweet baby Jason.
Sweet Jason.
Our good friend Sweet Baby Jason
of Wildly Under Jams.
Yeah, he does keyboard and he's in my other band and I like playing with him. It's very fun.
He's a cool dude.
But we will never be up here with three people. More than three people. Right? We will never be up here with more than three people.
No, I think you've made the trifecta. You found the perfect balance.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think unless we pull up with six people and then we do double drums, double bass, double guitar,
yeah.
I think that's the only way we'll pull up with more than three people.
Gotcha. We'll just double track you. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be lit. We'll get Mel Honey up in here.
Yeah.
We'll let them rip.
He now has the Mel Honey pedal.
Yeah, I do. Listen to it.
Yeah. For me to even suggest.
I stole it from you, Martin.
That is gorgeous. For me to suggest, though, for you to bring in a fourth member, I'm invoking a cardinal sin here.
Oh, that's a great segue into
on a roll.
He's killing it right now. Well, that brings us to our next song. It's called Cardinal. Woo!
You want to say, cause you said all that yesterday, and I know just where you want to be, so tell me, can you do it free? Cause I can, and I know what you want, cause I know, cause I want it too, and I'll tell all the things you got. I know just where you want to be, give me one time and then I'll stop. I know just where I want to be, cause I can see it clear with me. I know who you really are, I know, cause you can't take it far. Tell me just where we're gonna go, cause I know I wanna hit the road. Tell me who you really are, I know, just who I really am. Give me one more time and then I'll stop.
The juice. Just a little bit of juice just got loose.
So, how do you end up with these bangers? What's your songwriting process? What do you guys do?
I mean, y'all just sit in the basement. It's a crummy little basement in Oakland. And we just sit in there, and then we just start playing.
Tuesdaysies.
Yeah, we do. It's called Tuesdaysies.
Tuesday.
We meet up every Tuesday.
The advantage to three people is there's less ideas to turn down and mm-hmm. more ideas to take.
To turn up.
Is that a good way to put it?
To turn up.
Turn them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically, like, we'll definitely, like, practice our songs every now and then. But usually what we do is we always start the practice or end the practice by kind of doing an open jam. And then if we like something, we start recording it on our phones, like a really shitty recording. And then we go back and, like, listen to it again and try to perfect what we come up with as we go. And it's cool because you get little bits and pieces as you keep going. So that's kind of been our process this whole time is just try something and then critique it until it feels like a full thing.
Yeah. Where are you guys pulling from? Like, what do you consider to be the things that you're most inspired by?
I feel like it's just playing some funky and then like kind of letting it go where it goes. Like, I feel like we don't really pull from anything specific.
I have no idea.
I mean, I really like the Allman Brothers, but I don't know. I don't know if we really sound like them, you know? But they do a lot of those like open-end jams.
Yeah.
That kind of like definitely kind of inspire just the way that I play. And then playing with them, I know they have all their influences too that they probably take, that we just all bring to those jams and then build songs off that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there anywhere that the daisies are flying off to at the moment?
I mean, we're hopefully going to have some shows booked very soon. We're locking in. We haven't announced anything yet, but hopefully we're going to get some stuff in April and May for sure. March at the earliest, which I know is like next month. So we'll get on it. It's going to be dope.
Okay, well, I had another question for you, but I threw it away.
Oh, on fire. This next song's called I Threw It Away.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. That was definitely a jam. You were jamming there.
We were vibing on that one. I like that one.
I dig it. Well, miraculously, in a absolutely unheard of situation for live sets at the moment, we're actually running ahead of schedule a little bit. We got about a minute here. If you got a little ditty you want to jam out real quick.
All right, we could do the that new one.
Yeah,
this one has no name.
You've got exactly 1 minute.
Okay,
so have fun with that.
We're gonna.
Thank you so much for joining us here for this wonderful little bit of the Blazing Daisies. This is WRCT 88.3 FM. I've been DJ Tony Tunes, and stick around for more Massive Music Weekend, where we have some Skinny Puppies coming up right now.
Gonna hit the button on my board, and now I'm live. All right, so you just listened to the Blazing Daisies live in WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a tough act to follow. Right now, I'm going to.
I'm sorry, Goat. We faded you out, Goat, but it's all good.
That I personally really enjoy. But first, WRCT is supported in part by Spack Brothers.
It was great,
located
though.
Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers offers takeout or delivery for pizzas, hoagies, wings, and more. For more information, visit. Email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit spackbrothers.com. And you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCD Pittsburgh from Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight. We'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances like you just listened to, from five local bands. You can visit WRCD.org to view the full schedule for our annual Music Marathon and stay frosty and tune in. And up next is Skinny Puppy. They're a industrial rock band from the 80s. The vocalist is very interesting. I'll just have you take a listen.
The beauty of their soul, the sweetness of their characters live on with us forever.
happens in it? The world's a hell. What does it matter what happens in it? The world's a hell. What does it matter what happens in it? We'll be right back.
Beth. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to have someone else play Bjork, except that someone else is going to be me because I don't see her coming. You're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh from Friday at noon to Sunday at midnight. We'll be spending 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands, including live performances from five local bands. You can visit WRCD.org to view the full schedule for our annual Music Marathon.